Chapter 8. As fallouts go, it is pretty spectacular. The pink silk kimono flutters like a banner from the tree near the window, and the Japanese fan is perched in its branches like a rare and exotic bird. The paper parasol lies half open on the grass, lifting slightly in the breeze, and the framed photo of my mum lies face down on the gravel. Dad and Charlotte stand on the driveway, arms folded, faces stern.
Honey!
Charlotte shouts up at the turret window.
Cherry, what is going on? Come down here right now.
Honey flings me a look of total disgust and flounces down the stairs and out into the sunshine, leaving me to trail along, stunned in her wake.
Do you have an explanation?
Charlotte asks as the two of us emerge onto the gravel driveway.
Honey, is this something to do with you?
As if,
she says carelessly, and I want to slap her.
The box must have fallen off the windowsill.
Cherry?
Charlotte looks at me, frowning.
That's not what happened, surely.
I glance at Honey, and her eyebrows flicker upwards, daring me to drop her in it.
Must have been.
I shrug.
Have you two argued?
Dad demands.
Is there something going on here?
Like what?
Honey asks, all innocence.
It's nothing, Dad,
I tell him, and watch the anxiety fade from his eyes as he exchanges glances with Charlotte.
Well, just be more careful next time,
Charlotte tells Honey.
You have to respect other people's possessions when you're sharing a room.
Honey rolls her eyes.
I don't want to share a room,
she whines.
Mum, please. It's nothing against Cherry, obviously, but, well, we're teenagers, we need our space.
Honey, sweetheart, it's not that simple. Coco climbs into the tree to rescue the Japanese fan, and Sky tugs at the hem of the pink kimono until it falls into her arms. Summer picks up the paper parasol, twirling it a little. I reach down to get the framed photo, wincing as I see the broken glass.
I'll get you another frame,
Dad promises, and packs the cardboard box up carefully and carries it back inside. Charlotte takes Honey in too, still arguing that she needs her own room, and it really isn't fair to make her share, not when she's trying so hard already to adjust. Nobody asks what I think, but then, I am the outsider here, aren't I?
Don't take it personally, Summer says. Honey is very possessive about her room.
Maybe you could share with us.
Be a bit of a squash,
Skye considers.
But we wouldn't mind.